Welcome to today's edition of Radio Friendships, a mission-minded radio broadcast brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited.
First time I saw your face, my whole world changed for sure. My bleeding, aching heart won't hurt me anymore.
Well, great day and welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Fort Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and we are so glad that you've joined us today. Well, today we're going to start with a quote from Meister Eckhart, where he says, "There are plenty of Christians who are willing to follow the Lord halfway, but not the other half. They will give up possessions, friends, and honors, but it touches them too closely to disown themselves." Now, those words may touch a nerve in us, but they go to the heart of discipleship. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think we need to bury ourselves in a series of spiritual activities. Nor am I speaking of fast, rituals, devotions, or prayer meetings. Those are all good, and they have their place. Now, I'm speaking of a life lived completely for God, to give that other half. A life surrendered without reservation, both with humility and boldness, literally and completely. Christ is in us. He could have chosen any place in the universe to live, but He chose our hearts. He is life. He is the life and the power of countless unknown saints throughout the ages. He is the life and the power of many of you listening right now. He is the life and the power that can break forth in a way that shakes our culture, renews the body of Christ, and builds a new heaven and a new earth. He has invited us to be a part of His glorious work. What a privilege. What a privilege.
Pages turn on the calendar and the clock ticks on the wall.
And the reason for that music in the background today is because we have the lead singer from the group Call to Glory with us, Chris Jones. Welcome to Radio Friendships, Chris.
Thank you very much. Praise the Lord.
Well, we're kind of continuing the series on The Uprising, a program found on steelroots.com and the Inspirational Network and several other cable networks throughout the nation. This is a program where pro skateboarders that have been radically changed by the power and forgiveness of Jesus Christ go out and witness and be Christians in the streets throughout the nation, throughout the world, actually. And Chris is a part of that. Now, Chris, you're not a pro skateboarder, though, are you?
No, well, I'm not a pro skateboarder at all. I'm a musician, you know. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I like to call myself a scumbag from the 80s that had an encounter with Jesus Christ. He's brought me a long way, and I do skateboard, I surf, but I just don't do it professionally. My gift that God so blessed me with is the love of music and worshiping Him. So I've taken the talent and the desires of my heart and just geared it to worship God and Amen. Encourage others.
Amen. Well, we're going to talk about that musical gift here in just a minute and maybe listen to some of your music throughout the program. But first, we want to talk about the uprising. You know, there's a lot of skateboarding going on there, and you're not a pro skateboarder. But from what we saw in the episodes, looks like you can keep up with them.
Yeah, no, I mean, they say that I rip. They say that I shred the gnar on the skateboard. But, you know, I'm definitely not, I'm not professional. So I've been doing it long enough to where I can definitely have fun, and I don't embarrass myself when I skate with those guys. Let's put it that way.
Well, let's go ahead and give people a chance to get to know you, because there's a lot of information, period, out on Christian Hosoi, Jay Hayslip, and Brian Sumner. There's a lot of videos out there on YouTube and GodTube and all that that they can find information on them. But let's hear your testimony. How did you come to know the Lord, and how did you get there?
You know, I've started getting into skateboarding and punk rock and drugs and alcohol when I was about 13 years old. And it just accelerated. You know, unfortunately, my parents were great parents, but they got divorced when I was about 14 or 15 years old. And just the combo between me being angry and their marriage being broken up, it was like a perfect avenue for me to just go off the deep end. And that's what I chose. And so I was shooting heroin by the age of 16.
Wow.
You know, I'd already been in a couple of rehabs and been to jail many times already by 16 years old. So I spent the next 15 years of my life doing just that, in and out of jail, prison, you know, trying to really just medicate myself and looking to the world and drugs and alcohol to fix me, even like psychologists or the state system.
Yeah.
And going just those routes, you know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I just have a normal life? And I remember waking up in jail one more time. You know, it's a story of my life. That, you know, I get a little bit of a life together and then throw it all away. And I woke up in jail one more time, and God gave me that moment of clarity, that just that moment of, is this it? Is this what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? I mean, for the rest of my life, I'm going to try not to get high and fail and come back to jail or prison and hurt people. And I just saw, God gave me a vision of my life, a very lonely, very hard life, because my only choices were death or life in prison.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to die, you know. I just didn't want to be me. You know, I prayed that prayer that I prayed many times before. God, if you help me, I'm done. This time I was done, you know, and God knew it. I mean, it was his appointed time. I believe with all my heart that he heard that prayer that I prayed in that rehab.
Yeah.
You know, even though I turned my back on him, I believe that he heard me. And God's so big. I just don't try to figure out whether or not at that time I was blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life or not, or whether I was saved and God knew it, because I know God knew the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
So even my choices that I make, God's not surprised. So I just put my faith in that, and that I've been called. God has touched me and changed my life. But I prayed that prayer, and I called my parole officer and said, look, if you send me back to prison, because I was in danger of violating my parole. I said, if you send me back to prison, I'm scared that I won't change. But if you just give me a chance, and I know I haven't given you any reason to believe me, but I'm telling you I'm done. If you just give me this chance, you'll never see me again. And he did. I mean, God worked on this man's heart, and I didn't have to go back to prison. I just did my county time for the drugs that I was doing, and they let me out, and I never looked back. Now, a relationship with Jesus Christ was way out of my reach at that time. You know, the only thing that I could establish, which I did establish through a 12-step program, was just getting a relationship with God again. You know, I could accept God. And really, nobody was coming around talking to me about Jesus Christ anyway. So I just used this 12-step group program to finally get real with myself, finally to establish a relationship with God, get back into prayer again, you know, admit my shortcomings and all that stuff, lay out my character defects before the Lord.
Yeah.
I had 4 years of sobriety, clean and sober, when I encountered Jesus Christ. And he flipped me inside out and upside down. I mean, I thought I was fine. I had all the outside stuff. I had started my career. I was married now. I had kids. I was in a very successful secular rock and roll band. And so everything seemed fine. And I came home one night, and my wife was praying with my kids at the dinner table. And anger rose up in me. I knew inside of me, there was something inside of me that knew that what my wife was doing was right. And what was I doing? And so I was like, oh, how dare you confront me with this? You know,
yeah.
I didn't say that to my wife, but I'm just being transparent. I'm being honest. I was at a crossroads. I was either going to be angry with God and fight God, or I was going to submit and do what I was supposed to do.
Amen.
And thank God that I decided to do what I was supposed to do. Because really, I thought, what am I going to do? Fight God? No way.
I know, but we do that. You know, I think that's why it's so much easier to accept this generic and distant God than to come face to face with Jesus Christ. That's a whole different picture, isn't it?
Oh, amen. And, you know, it hurts a little bit when you're going through it. Because, I mean, I thought I was okay, and I found out I was a selfish, self-centered creep. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even not using drugs, even not drinking alcohol, you know, all these things that are real obvious on the outside, and, oh, wow, you know, you're messed up.
Yeah.
you take all that stuff away, and there's so much on the inside of us that God just wants to clean out.
Well, let's face it, because you were cocooned or wrapped up by the world in what the world would consider a successful lifestyle, because you were in a very well-known punk band, and you probably had all the partying and things that go along with it. That is stuff that people consider as success, but still it wasn't the answer for you.
That's right. That's exactly it. I mean, there's no eternal gratification in it. Sin is fun for a season. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It seems like you're having a great time, but believe me, there's a price to pay.
Yes.
And if a man acquires everything in this world but loses his soul, what does he really have?
Amen.
And let me tell you that, especially in that world, but really you can look at anything in this world. I mean, if you're looking for true love, true acceptance, true integrity, you're really only going to find it with God without any strings attached. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, there's
yeah.
always anything in this world, it's either got a price tag on it or there's strings attached.
Yeah, I like to put it as, for everything God has, the devil has a counterfeit, and that includes joy. And, you know, we see the results of counterfeit joy throughout the world. That's the thing addictions are made of, whether it be drugs, alcohol, sex, money, whatever it is. That's a counterfeit joy, and it does serve itself for a season, but you're always left a slave of that sin. The weird part is by submitting, that was a good word you used back there, a key word that you used back there, submission to Christ, we find our freedom. That's an incredible irony of real Christianity, isn't it?
Oh, amen. And the funny thing is you know how the flesh battles with the spirit? The flesh is like, no, submit.
Yeah.
What? I mean, what? You can't. What? And it's like, really, the most powerful thing that we can do? You know, and I can only speak as a man because I am a man, but if you're a woman, this goes for you. If you're a teenager, if you're a kid, submission to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, is the most powerful thing that you can do for your family, for yourself, and for those around you. Because when you've got the power of the Almighty God inside of you, and you're operating at that level in that anointing, there is nothing power. Every spirit, every knee shall bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to his spirit that lives inside you.
Amen. Well, listen, another thing that you have submitted to Christ is your talents with your music ability, and that has played itself out in a new band called Call to Glory. This is a punk rock band that, let me tell you something, this is not a group of Christian musicians trying to fit the world, trying to sound punkish. These are punk rockers that have been saved and have turned that raw energy and focused it towards our Lord and Savior. Why don't you tell us a little how Call to Glory came to be?
Well, Call to Glory started with, and first of all, I just want to say, I go to the Sanctuary Church in California, and I am passionately in love with my church and my pastoral staff and the leaders, and obviously Jesus Christ, that is the head of that church. And okay, I got saved, and then, you know, obviously when your life changes, people are like, wow, you know. A couple of my friends ended up coming to the church, and they were musicians, and Pastor Roger is the youth pastor at the Sanctuary, said, hey, you guys, you know, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
All you guys, like, are these amazing musicians, and you need to get a band together, a little worship band for the youth. And we're like, all right, that sounds great. So we just got together and started learning other people's worship songs to just do something for God. We just wanted to do something for the youth, for the church, for the Lord. And that's how it started, you know. And one day we got some exhortation from some of the leaders at the church, like, wow, you know, the Lord's really speaking to me. This is anointed. And so we kind of looked at each other and said, well, you know, maybe we should start writing our own songs. So we started writing some songs, and here we are today.
Yeah, songs from the heart. You can tell that these are a good, raw, passionate love for Christ.
Well, praise God for that.
Well, you know, there's one other thing before we take a break I wanted to add to that. During our visit around Christmas, you guys were playing the worship there. My 9-year-old son, Ryan, he was trying to tell me, he goes, man, I didn't want to leave that church. And I couldn't understand what he was trying to say. And he says, I usually don't get into the worship music. I pretend like I'm listening. But he said, when they were playing, I didn't want to leave that church. And it took me a while to understand what he was saying. Here was a 9-year-old boy trying to explain to me that he did not want to leave the presence of God through worship. And you guys were a part of that, and we thank you for that. I want to go ahead and play a tune, though. What about Trinity? Because there's a video out on that I'd like to direct people to. You think that'd be a good
one? Absolutely. They can go to YouTube and just punch in Call to Glory, and you'll get to see our video. So, yeah, Trinity would be great.
And you know what? Do me a favor. Even if this isn't your style of music, don't go anywhere. I challenge you just to listen to the words and the passion behind it and find that these guys are worshiping the Lord with what they have been given. So let's go ahead and take a listen to Trinity by Call to Glory.
Laying on of hands in faith, the healing of the sick in Jesus' name. Your opportunity is here.
Awesomely powerful song by Call to Glory called Trinity. Now, Chris, what made you want to sing a song about the Trinity?
Well, I just wanted to write a worship song for the Holy Spirit, and just the Trinity came to me. And you know what? I feel like I shouldn't even take credit for this. It was like God gave this song to me, really. Like, the lyrics flowed. It wasn't one of those songs where I sit down and I write and they come back to it. I mean, I think this song got written in like 15 minutes. It was a blessing from the Lord.
Yeah, it sounds like it was orchestrated from up high.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, listen, there's many other equally awesome tracks on that album. How would people find that?
You can go to calltoglory.com, but we spell it C-A-L-L, the number 2, G-L-O-R-Y.com. So call the number 2, glory.com. You can go there. You can click on buy the record, and it'll take you to either CD Baby or Amazon.com or something like that, and you can choose to either download a certain song, or you can download the whole record, or you can buy the record as well, which is really cool to me because every time I hear an album I really like to read the lyrics. So once I learn the lyrics, I mean, there's more of a connection with God when you're singing the lyrics, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So. And you know what? Even if it's not your style of music, pick it up for your teenager. And I'm telling you, you're going to be a hit with them because these guys are for real. They have all the offerings and trappings of fame and fortune, but they have given that up. They have died to self in order to serve God through music for His glory. Anyways, we hardly even talked about the uprising. So will you be able to join us again tomorrow?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Chris, and want to go ahead and fade out to another one of your songs. So what would you like us to play?
Let's fade out with Amazing Grace.
That sounds good to me.
Grace is amazing.
Thank you all for joining us today on Radio Friendships, where we love to speak about the great and mighty God and the many wonderful ways throughout the world to serve Him.
Amen.
Y'all have a great day as we listen to Amazing Grace performed by Call to Glory.
Now I'm Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.